Hello again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and we are now at day 12 of our walk with the way of a pilgrim, the Jesus prayer journey. And as you recall from yesterday, our good friend the pilgrim had an amazing dream about him with his old starets, his old spiritual director. And that dream revealed many, many things to him, and including it had a moment in it where a point in the Philokalia was marked with charcoal. And sure enough, when he woke up, his Philokalia was opened next to him on the rock that serves as his table, if you recall. And the charcoal mark was right there in the book. So he took everything he had learned in the dream, the exact order to read the Philokalia again, and he read it once and another time. And he says the meaning of interior prayer was revealed clearly to his understanding. Revealed clearly. So he began to seek the place of the heart, he said. At first he saw only darkness, along with the sound of the natural beat, but then he began to repeat the Jesus prayer in his heart, in steady rhythm with his breathing. Inhaling, Lord Jesus Christ, then exhaling, have mercy on me. He ended up doing that exercise for the entire day. Let's pick it up right there where we left off. After about 3 weeks, I began to experience a soreness in my heart, followed by the most delightful warmth, joy, and peace. This increasingly stirred me and kindled my desire to practice the prayer more diligently, so that I thought about nothing else and was filled with an immense joy. From then on, at times I would experience different sensations in my heart and in my mind. Sometimes my heart would bubble over with such sweet delight and was filled with such lightness, freedom, and consolation that I was totally transformed and enraptured. At other times, I would be consumed with a burning love for Jesus Christ and for all of God's creation. Sometimes, sweet tears of gratitude to the Lord for His mercy to me, a sinner, would pour out of me of their own accord. And again, at times, my former foolish understanding was so illumined that suddenly I was able to ponder and comprehend so easily what previously I could not have even imagined. Sometimes the sweet warmth in my heart would overflow and spread through my entire being, so that I tenderly experienced the presence of God all about me. At other times, I would experience the greatest inner joy from calling upon the name of Jesus Christ, and I truly began to understand the meaning of His words, "The kingdom of God is within you." As I was experiencing these and other delightful consolations, I noticed that the effects of the prayer of the heart are manifested in three ways: in the spirit, in feelings, and through revelations. In the spirit, there is the sweetness of God's love, inner peace, the rapture of the mind, purity of thought, and the delightful remembrance of God. In the feelings, there is a pleasant warming of the heart, a sweet delight that fills all the limbs, the heart bubbling over with joy and inner lightness and vitality, the delight of being alive, and an inner detachment from illness and offenses. Revelations bring enlightenment of the intellect, an understanding of Holy Scripture, a knowledge of the language of all creatures, a detachment from anxiety and care, a taste of the sweet delights of the inner spiritual life, and a conviction of the close presence of God and of His love for us. I spent about 5 months in solitude, engaged in this prayerful practice, and enjoying the experiences I have described. I became so accustomed to the prayer of the heart that I practiced it continuously until I finally felt that my mind and heart began to act and recite the prayer without any effort on my part. This continued not only when I was awake, but even as I slept, and nothing could interrupt it. It did not stop for even a moment, no matter what I happened to be occupied with. My soul was filled with gratitude to the Lord, while my heart continued in unceasing joy. Well, the time came for cutting down the trees in the forest, and the workers began to arrive. And so, it was also time for me to leave my solitary abode. I thanked the forester, said a prayer, and knelt to kiss that plot of ground which God had given to one as undeserving of His mercy as I am to live on. I put my knapsack containing the books on my back and set out on my journey. For a very long time, I wandered through different places until I arrived in Irkutsk. The self-acting prayer of the heart was my consolation and joy throughout the journey and in all my encounters. It never ceased to delight me, though in varying degrees. Wherever I happened to be, whatever I was doing, it never got in the way and was never diminished in any way at all. If I was working, the prayer flowed from my heart on its own, and the work seemed to go by faster. If I was listening attentively to something or reading while the prayer continued unceasingly, I would simultaneously be aware of both, as if I'd been divided in two, or if there were two souls in my one body. Oh my God, what a mystery man is. Oh Lord, how wondrous are Thy works. In wisdom hast Thou made them all. Amen.